Chair, we were very pleased with the substantive nature of yesterday's discussions and would like to reiterate our support for the Chair's approach to providing draft text to frame our discussions. Even our brief discussions yesterday have already highlighted the many areas of convergence between us on these issues. We turn now to the question, based on the above explanation or characterisation, what functions of laws would be autonomous? Like Austria and other delegations that have spoken before me, we find this question a little superfluous. The definition proposed is a function-centred definition, so the functions that would be autonomous based on this definition are those functions listed. We also echo the point made by the US delegation that autonomy is a capability. The chapeau, as drafted, reads as if autonomous functions are set in stone. But we know autonomy is a capability and it can be used across different functions and dialed up or down. So the alternate formulation for the chapeau proposed by the US is preferable for us. On the first bullet point, which refers to the critical functions of a weapon system, we have observed that there are differing understandings of the meaning of this term. Some use the term critical functions to define a subset of functions. Others use it as an umbrella term for all functions relevant to discussions on laws, and others use it as a shorthand for the functions that would be referred to throughout an instrument. As this term is vague and susceptible to differing interpretations, we would prefer to avoid its inclusion. Turning to the question of how autonomy could be described or explained. Like some other delegations, Australia does not consider that we should be engaging in normative discussions under this topic, identifying those characteristics that would render a weapon system prohibited. Rather, we should be seeking clarity on the broad scope of weapons that we're talking about. We think that the definitional options proposed and discussed yesterday afternoon move us in that direction. We again query the need for a further description or explanation of the meaning of autonomy. We consider this is covered by the definition of laws that we discussed yesterday in the phrase without further intervention by the operator or human operator. On the first bullet point, we would not characterize autonomy as a specific function of a weapon system. Rather, autonomy is a capability that can be incorporated into different functions of weapon systems. With reference to bullet point three, we have concerns with using degrees of autonomy as a metric for defining autonomous weapons. As many other delegations have said, autonomy exists on a spectrum and is not static. On bullet point four, we don't consider it helpful to introduce the concept of human control here. It would be more fruitful to have discuss human involvement and human-machine interaction in the context of the application of IHL to laws and in risk mitigation measures. On bullet point five, we're concerned that self-sufficient and self-governing are somewhat vague terms that are likely to be subject to differing interpretations and would need further elaboration. On the final bullet point, we prefer a technology agnostic approach to describing autonomy and weapon systems for the reasons we've previously stated. Thank you, Chair.